Golden Arrow Resources, a junior mining powerhouse with strong management, cash rich, and high quality properties with precious metals, gold, silver, and recently added copper for its demand and price rise. Golden Arrow has a proven five-step development strategy, previously responsible for three major discoveries with two in production. Golden Arrow Resources, U.S. trading symbol GARWF, and in Canada, GRG. Web address, goldenarrowresources.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We go to the surface of the planet Mars, Zhurong, the rover launched by the non-transparent Chinese Space Agency. It is traveling over what appeared, when I first glanced at it, to be a fairly routine landscape. Any change, Bob?
No, there's been the Chinese state press released an update of Zhurong as well as their Mars orbiter. And there's two components of this. Yes, the rover has continued to move a short distance, maybe several hundred feet, moving south uphill very slowly across relatively smooth terrain. The orbiter has shifted its orbit. It's no longer in a orbit focused entirely on acting as a relay communication satellite. It's now in an orbit to do a planet-wide survey of Mars, do actual science research, which means there are gaps in communication. And so therefore, that either Zhurong can't travel as far or as fast. They're trying to make up for those gaps. They've done a test using the European Space Agency's Mars Express orbiter as to see if it could act as a relay satellite as well. If so, that gives them a little bit more flexibility, and they can keep the rover going for longer. But that's basically the status right now. They're trying to keep it going. Remember, it only had a 90-day life expectancy, and it's now approaching, what, 6 months, 5 months? And so they're trying to keep it going, and they're trying to inspect more places on Mars, you know, from knowledge. It's a good thing.
Back to the surface of the planet Earth. This is about an ambition to reach lunar landing by the Artemis. What is Artemis, Bob?
Artemis is the lunar long-term manned program that was established by the Trump administration that the Biden administration is continuing. And it includes the SLS rocket and the Orion capsule and now SpaceX's Starship as a lunar lander. And it's also building Lunar Gateway, an orbiting station around the moon. NASA last week announced that they weren't going to be able to make the target date of 2024 that had been set by the Trump administration. They are now aiming for 2025. Well, this week, and when they made that announcement, I predicted that announcement was garbage, that they were not going to launch in 25, get to the moon by 25 with people. It's going to be longer than that. Well, it took only a week for my prediction to be true. The NASA's Inspector General released a report this week stating there's no way Artemis lunar landing with people can happen by 25. And in fact, it could be delayed by several years, is their statement. They also predicted that the first launch of SLS test launch is now scheduled for February. They don't think it's going to happen. The IG doesn't think it's going to happen until the summer. They also think that the next mission, which would be the first manned mission of SLS and Orion, won't happen in 23, but is more likely to be in mid-24 if that goes well. They also say that though they have very good confidence in SpaceX's ability to develop quickly its Starship lunar lander, they still think there's not enough time to get it ready by 25. And finally, they point out, well, they do other things, but finally they point out that they estimate the cost of a per launch of SLS Orion capsule is $4.1 billion. That's one time per launch. That cost is unsustainable if you want to explore the solar system, John. And that just confirms what has been known all along. This is just too cumbersome and expensive.
Bob, is this the same Inspector General at NASA who has been highly unhappy with NASA's expenditures these years? Because I'm remembering that this IG is candid and first rate, and if NASA had more of this, they wouldn't be in so much trouble.
Both the GAO and NASA inspector generals have criticized NASA's spending in numerous ways over the years. I wouldn't say they're always so candid. During the Obama administration, these inspector general reports were shaped very carefully, spun very carefully to protect SLS, the SLS program, make it look not as bad as it was. They changed in the Trump administration, and it appears now they're maintaining that hard-nosed, more candid approach here, which is good. But nonetheless, Artemis and the manned lunar landing ain't going to happen when promised, John.
Right.
And I know that. And I also say it's not going to happen in 26 either, probably.
Well, let's get to 26, Bob, and then we'll know. Okay.
Yes.
FAA, Starship. Now, the Starship is going to happen before 26. Do we know when?
Well, we don't know when, but remember, SpaceX is trying to get their first orbital flight of Starship using Super Heavy booster. It's trying to get it done really fast. And Elon Musk has said he could get it done within a month from now, actually, if he was allowed. But they've got to get some bureaucratic approval from the FAA having to do with environmental issues. And the FAA has given a draft approval. It has to be finalized. The FAA has now announced that it is targeting the end of the year for finishing this work. So assuming, and the public comment period is over, and the comments said, well, I don't think we're going to change anything significantly. So assuming the FAA approves this environmental reassessment of SpaceX's Boca Chica operations, SpaceX will be able to do that orbital launch of Starship beginning in 22, right at the start of the year.
China is a military program. We can't see into it, but we do get reports. A floating sea platform for rocket launches. Well, that's a positive, Bob, in that they won't be dropping those Long March 3 rockets on villages anymore. But will this help them not drop Long March 5B on random people around the globe?
No. This launch pad they're talking about would be for using for their small Long March 11 rocket, which is a solid rocket booster. It's a small one for quick launches. They say they might use it for recovering first stages, but I don't quite believe that. And they also say they might use it for liquid-fueled rockets later, but that also is going to take a major reconstruction. But giving them a launch pad in the ocean gives them more flexibility and, yes, in some cases prevents them from dumping things on top of their people, John.
Snow on Mars. Where, Bob? Is this La Nina?
I have two posts on Behind the Black having to do with high latitude evidence of ice and snow. And one of the cool pictures is dunes in the very high latitudes in near the North Ice Cap, in which you can see snow nestled in the dune hollows. And the snow could be dry ice, carbon dioxide, or it could be water. They're not quite sure, but it stays there a very long time. And so that's interesting to them. And then you've got craters that look very much like they landed in soft snow and left no rims. And I've got a
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, the snow report from Mars with Bob Zimmerman. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.